Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 14, 1838, the newspaper, The Barbadian, carried coverage of the previous day's parliamentary session. According to the publication, one of the matters before the House was a bill introduced by a member, A.H. Morris, banning persons from riding or otherwise using on the public roads horses, mules, and donkeys afflicted with glandular disease, an ailment which is characterized by ulcers on the horse's stomach. That bill was read three times and was eventually passed. Of greater interest was another, more controversial bill which was introduced by a Mr. Springer. The intent of that bill was to ensure that all acreage owned by private interests should be properly accounted for tax purposes. Apparently at the time, some landowners only declared part of the total acreage and not fractional parts, that is, areas that had been subdivided and were under the charge of people other than the owner. This meant that properties were undertaxed, and this resulted in a loss of revenue to local government authorities, especially from properties that were between 60 and 100 acres in size. One member, a Mr. Babel, accused the landowners of St. Lucie of being especially guilty of this tax evasion tactic. Mr. Springer rushed to the defense, saying that in practice, those landowners reported the required information as they should and described the parishioners in St. Lucie as being, quote, as good, virtuous, and as reputable as any person as to be found elsewhere, unquote. He said that he was only introducing the proposed legislation to mandate persons who may not be so inclined to honor their obligations. The bill proposed that a penalty of 1 shilling 6 3/4 pence be imposed for every one perch or 25 square meter lot that a landowner failed to report on. Another member, a Mr. Hodgkinson, who owned property in three parishes, suggested that the provisions of the bill be limited to the parish of St. Lucie and that the reading of the bill should be delayed for 6 months. However, Mr. Springer prevailed and the bill was read, but was ultimately defeated. Another bill was subsequently put before the chamber in relation to exempting rum, brandy, wine, and other spirituous liquors that were brought in for the Royal Navy and Royal Army troops from colonial duties. Mr. Springer may have been a bit sore about his bill's defeat and the objections raised, perhaps that helped kill it. So when the liquor bill was being debated, he, perhaps in a bit of irritation, according to the newspaper, said, quote, that as it appeared to be the order of the morning to make frivolous objections, he would ask the legislation's proposer, a Mr. Aline, whether or not wine would be considered a spiritual liquor, unquote. To which Mr. Aline replied, since it had spirit in it, it would indeed be considered a spirituous liquor. The bill was passed without opposition.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.